We have finally arrived to Flower Communion, at Flower Communion. So Flower Communion is actually, it's barely over 100 years old. And the founder of Flower Communion was a man named Norbert Chypek. And he introduced this ritual to his church of congregants that were wounded by Christianity. So he wanted to find a ritual that would bring his congregation together without any of the potential exposure to bread and communion, and wanting to make it uniting regardless of folks' religious background. So he drew inspiration from the natural world around him, using flowers to create a communion ritual that felt theirs. And it felt inclusive. It felt like a circle that everybody was welcome to. And so this simple service ended up happening year after year, and I guess that's how we ended up doing it now, these days. So at the start of Flower Communion, Dr. Chypek would consecrate the flowers with words like these: "In the spirit of life, let us bless these flowers as messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us that amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and in devotion to the justice and the search for truth. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing together. May we cherish friendship as one of our most precious gifts. May we not let the awareness of one another's differences discourage us or sully our relationships, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of us all are needed to secure this place, this world, full of love, respect, and hope, and justice."
For this communal ritual, in a moment, those willing and able will come forward via the center aisle and choose a single flower other than one that you brought and return to your seats via the outside aisles. If coming forward isn't easy for you, please raise a hand and Reverend Kat will bring a small selection to you. In the words of Maja Chypek, who is the widow of Reverend Norbert, who was, if I'm not mistaken, was executed by the Nazis. Yeah. In her words, "The exchange of flowers today means that we shall walk without reservation with anyone, regardless of social status or former religious affiliation, as long as they are ready and willing to join in a search for truth and service to humanity." So let us begin. Just come up the center. Please take a moment to look closely at the flower you selected, to feel it, perhaps to smell it. It is your gift from this place, the UU community that cherishes and nurtures you. As you hold and regard it, take a moment to let its presence bless you, just as you bless the other members of our community garden of the Spirit. Blessed be.